In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Lent, I want us to look at some people who have been examples of the Christian life. Last week we considered the priest and poet, George Herbert. Today we shall consider David. Not the David of the Old Testament, but David, patron saint of Wales, whose feast day was on Thursday. And you will have noticed, perhaps, a Welsh flavour to our hymns today. David was a bishop and a monk based in West Wales, in a place called Glyn Rhosyn, but today it is called St. David's. The monastery David founded was incredibly strict, based on the principles of the Egyptian Desert Fathers. And it's amazing when you consider the difficulties of travel in those days, just how far the network of Christian communities stretched back then in the early 500s. And like the Trappists, founded 700 years later, David's monks were required to do hard physical labour and to spend long periods in prayer. They spoke only when absolutely necessary. And being Welsh, that must have been very difficult for them. They had no personal property and existed on a diet of bread, vegetables, and water. But David was supposed to have lived to 100, so it obviously did him some good. And it certainly puts some of the things we have to give up for Lent in the shade. The Welsh national emblem, a leek, a lauch, is supposed to have come from David's vegetarian diet. Today we are rediscovering that there is a spiritual dimension to what we eat. Not just in Lent. There is, for instance, the issue of the carbon footprint involved in shipping food from one side of the world to the other. And as countries like India and China move to a more meat-based diet, there are questions about the sustainability of supplying our demand for meat. On Ash Wednesday, a Christian charity called Operation Noah issued a declaration called Climate Change and the Purposes of God, a call to the church. It has the backing of several church leaders, including the Archbishop of Wales and indeed the Archbishop of Canterbury, another Welshman. It is a call to discipleship and a realization that the commandment to love your neighbours must include future generations as well as the disadvantaged in our world today. This call to change direction away from ideas of limitless growth and unrestrained consumption is an important example in our day of Jesus' call to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. Our own discipline of giving up a few easy things in Lent may not seem much, but it could be a start. When I was about 20, I decided to give up sugar in my tea and coffee for Lent, and I've never taken it since. It's not much, and it certainly doesn't give me any claim to spiritual or moral superiority. But it does show that our Lenten discipline can be a life-changing experience. In fact, David was constantly telling his monks, "Do the little things that you have heard me see, that you have heard and seen me do." Do the little things has apparently become a proverb in the Welsh language. These are the small but all-important actions that shape our Christian living day by day. They may be our habits of prayer, acts of kindness, generosity. Little by little, these things change us, lead us in a different direction, the way that follows Christ. These may be little things, but they need to be worked at constantly. Perhaps even more so than attempting to do great things for Christ. Because being small and easily overlooked by others, there is the temptation to think, oh, it won't matter just this once. But it does. A single act of unkindness or a hurtful remark, however trivial, can quickly undo any good that has been built up. A community, be it a family or a monastery or a church, can easily be unsettled, caught in a downward spiral of complaints and unhappiness. Do the little things, like respect, concern for others, not putting your own interests first. These are what David taught his monks, and these are ways in which we too can learn to put self aside, to refuse to get even, denying ourselves, taking up our cross in the ways of everyday life. For in these ways, we shall feel at home with God and with our neighbours. We create a sense of belonging to a wider community and of walking with Christ in the things of everyday life. Amen.